Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A freeze warning continues. A fire weather watch begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 63. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 41. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Child Death Review Board has officially published their 2024 annual report detailing child mortality in the state of Kansas, saying that deaths of children were up compared to the year of 2022. KSNT News reports that according to the latest report, they saw more than 389 child deaths that were attributed to multiple issues, including natural death, unintentional injuries, homicide, suicide, and undetermined causes. Overall, one of the big related deaths to children was related to fentanyl death in the state, showing overall that between the ages of 1 to 17 years old, 69 deaths were natural, 65 were unintentional, 21 were suicides, 20 related to homicides, and 4 cases were currently undetermined. In other news, the Kansas Department of Agriculture released a press statement yesterday saying that trade with China continues to work in the Mid-America region after China visited both the state of Kansas and Nebraska looking for high-quality American paint horses.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Get your weekend started with Fox College Football Friday as Oregon and Purdue go head-to-head in a Big Ten battle at 7. Saturday, it's a full day of college football with Nebraska and Indiana at 11, Colorado and Arizona at 3, and more Big 12 action at 6:30. On Sunday, Week 7 of the NFL puts the Lions against the Vikings at noon, and the Chiefs fight to stay undefeated as they battle the 49ers at 3:25. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV will hook you up for trailer and RV season. Get receiver hitches, goosenecks, fifth wheel hitches, brake controllers, and trailer wiring to ease the towing of your boat, cycle, RV, or lawn equipment. Choose from top brands of hitches, including B&W hitches, Curt, and Drawtype. Need to take your vehicle camping with you? Toppers Plus has Blue Ox base plates and tow bars. Get trailer season ready at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make the job work for you!
The Kansas Department of Commerce, along with Kansas Works, is hosting their five-day job fair virtually throughout this week between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. from Monday through Friday. In a statement from Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland, he said, quote, the holidays are approaching, and that means businesses are needing additional hardworking staff to keep up with the upcoming busy holiday seasons. Whether you're looking for a seasonal job or a permanent role, there are plenty of options for full-time and part-time positions all across the state. According to the Department of Commerce, they go on to say in their news release that the virtual statewide job fair portals feature helpful information such as job seekers looking for training videos, a list of participating employers, along with channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are also encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may be requesting to engage in some type of video interview during the virtual job fair. If you do plan to participate in the virtual job fair throughout this week, you do need to register, but you can go to the Kansas Works website. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Save now on a set of new BF Goodrich tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Get up to a $60 reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission on your qualifying purchase of four or more new BF Goodrich passenger, light truck, or UTV tires totaling $900 or more. Offer valid through October 18th through BF Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See Mike's OK Tire for complete details. Remember, offer ends October 18th.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With election season creeping up just weeks away, some are looking really close to Nebraska courts on whether to allow individuals who have just completed their sentence in jail for a felony conviction to be able to register to vote by the November 5th election time. According to the Nebraska Examiner, the Voting Rights Restoration Coalition in the state has written a letter to the Nebraska Supreme Court advocating for the Nebraska Supreme Court to rule sooner than later on whether the state constitution reserves the power to restore voting rights to the executive or legislative branches. The justices of the state Supreme Court had heard oral arguments on the case in late August on the lawsuit seeking to overturn an administrative decision by the Nebraska Secretary of State following the advice of Nebraska Attorney General not to register voters under Legislative Bill 20. The lawsuit also challenges the Secretary of State for pausing new voter registrations under the 2005 law that let people with felony convictions vote 2 years after completing their sentence.
Fly at 50,000 feet, build skyscrapers, solve cyber crimes. Kansas needs more kids to someday do important jobs like a pilot, carpenter, or a cybersecurity analyst. This is Felipe, the host of Cool Careers Episode 7. I'd like to invite you to learn about these and other high-demand jobs through Cool Careers, a series for Kansas kids that stars real Kansas kids. Watch on HigherPaths.com or your local PBS member station today.
Sponsored by HigherPaths and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at a special meeting October 2nd reviewed bids for the 11th Road South project, which would start north of Keating Drive and end before the intersection of 11th and Keystone Road. This will include repairing uneven concrete. Four bids ranged from $815,000 to $970,000. City Administrator advised there's currently $970,000 in the sales tax fund where street projects are funded. That receives approximately $105,000 per month. There are several other projects budgeted from the fund as well, and $410,000 is annually transferred to the general fund. Later in the meeting, council voted to accept a low bid from RL Teeman Construction for the 11th Road project. The next priority would be 12th Road South, and a timeline to complete these projects will be developed. BG Consultants addressed the council about the bid for the Highway 77 project from the north edge of City Park to the bridge south of Jackson Street. KDOT has awarded the city $1.25 million in grant funding. There were only two bidders on the project. Both came in much higher than expected, mainly due to concrete cost. Cost overage some $800,000. City could change the scope of the project from the City Park through the Jackson Street intersection, which would reduce cost about 40%, or could change to asphalt partially or totally, which may lower the cost, or they may rebid the project as is later. This would need to be bid by June 2025. Commissioner Council voted to reject the bids and rebid the project. Council will need to decide if they want to change the scope of the project by the end of this year. Washington County Memorial Airport will be closed to all planes through Friday for runway pavement repairs. Recent elections for the Marshall County 4-H Council were held with Paxton Vogt, President, Norman Jurgensen, Vice President, Kennedy Bishop, Secretary, Trey Wurtenberger, Treasurer, and Alice Hyman, Reporter. KNDY continues airing a series of 4-H salutes during October 4-H Month. Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host a mixer Wednesday evening, 5 until 6:30 at the Kester House Gardens downtown. A fire weather watch will be in effect Thursday, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and includes Washington, Marshall, Nemahal, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in northeast Kansas. Extreme caution is urged with any outside burning or sparks that could lead to a burn with continued drought and extreme dry conditions. Fall Soup Days continue in Marysville Thursday, October 17th, with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative serving 11 to 7 at the Arts Center in Marysville. Soups as well as grilled cheese and homemade desserts for dine-in, carry-out, or local delivery Thursday, 11 to 7, at the Arts Center in Marysville. Lucille Landis, age 96 of Lynn, passed away October 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lucille Landis. James N. Aldridge, age 76 of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for James Aldridge. John A. Steiner, age 96, of Elites, passed away Monday. Private family service will be held with a burial at the Vermilion Cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for John Steiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ribs with seasoned mashed potatoes, peas, sauerkraut, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, meatloaf with a muffin, macaroni and cheese, cabbage, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Breezy and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. The mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Sunny and still warmer as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. South winds are 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 70s. And mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. More sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
The average high temperature mid-October, 69, record high on this date, 98. The average low, 44, and a record low of 24 was in jeopardy this morning with a low of 25. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening at 6:47.
Ring in the holiday season with Reflections Keepsake Ornament Debut from now until October 20th. This is your first chance to get your hands on over 150 newly released Hallmark Keepsake Ornaments. Start checking gifts off your list with Reflections in downtown Marysville Keepsake Ornament Debut from now until October 20th. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in Marysville is always
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Hi, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This is the time of year you can change your prescription drug plan, switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan, or switch from a Medicare Advantage plan back to original Medicare. As your local agent, I can help enroll you in a plan that fits your needs. My goal is to assist our community in making sure that everyone has access to the proper type of health coverage. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
New York gets a big boost. A couple of them. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. On the same day the Jets add Davante Adams to their wide receiving core, the Yankees see one of their bats awaken.
And this ball smokes center field and deep. That sends Thomas back. He's now circling under it. He's not going to get it. It is out of here. There's the home run for Judge. A high, majestic shot to center field that just got over the wall. And the Yankees now lead it 6-2 as Aaron Judge goes big fly.
Carl Ravage calling it on ESPN Radio. It's a two-run homer for Judge, snapping a nine-game homerless drought. The Yankees beat Cleveland 6-3. New York taking the first two at home. They'll travel today. Game three tomorrow. You'll hear it on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Today, game three of the NLCS, Mets and Dodgers. Their series tied 1-1. Moves in the NFL yesterday. Jets acquired Davante Adams in a trade with the Raiders. The move reuniting him with Aaron Rodgers. The two were teammates for eight seasons in Green Bay. Amari Cooper goes from the Browns to the Bills. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson is in consideration to start at quarterback this week. Steelers have won four of their first six with Justin Fields leading the offense. ESPN analyst Dan Orlovsky.
And my gut, as of right now, I do not believe he makes the change. I think Justin Fields continues to be the starter. He's earned that right. I think it's really hard to go to a locker room that's 4-2. And part of the reason why you're 4-2 is because of the style that the quarterback has played and said, we're going to go somewhere else.
Steelers face the Jets in the Sunday night game this week. Steelers coming off a win in Las Vegas. NFL owners yesterday approving Tom Brady's purchase of a minority stake in the Raiders. Hockey last night, Blue Jackets in their home opener raised a banner to the rafters to honor the late Johnny Gaudreau. Oilers an overtime goal for their first win of the season. Jason Blake scores for Carolina, his first career goal. Minnesota sees its goalie score in the win over the Blues.
Macy's is here to help you shift seasons in style. Shop fall wardrobe must-haves, like matching knit sets and dresses, quilted jackets and puffers for her, and vintage-inspired sweaters he'll love. And Macy's has great deals on home essentials, like cozy blankets and throws, and modern kitchen appliances. Plus, Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarRewards today at Macy's.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank and member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Sonic Radio.
It's time for my favorite segment, Ask the CIO.
It's so hard to decide between my Sonic favorites. It's a weekly drive-in struggle. Any advice?
There's no struggle when you order off the Fun 99 menu. Treat yourself with cream slushies for just $1.99 each. Feed the whole family with queso wraps, grilled cheeseburgers, and tots for under $20. Create any pairing you want.
Any pairing I want? Wow, the first food fantasy league.
Commissioner. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
The Fun 99 menu. Live free, eat Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks slipped yesterday from the lofty heights they had climbed on Monday. The Dow yesterday gave up 325 points to close at 42,740. The S&P lost 0.75%. The Nasdaq Composite surrendered 1%. Analysts anticipate rough waters ahead as investors navigate earnings season and the presidential election. The strike by over 30,000 Boeing machinists has entered its second month with no sign of ending anytime soon. Talks broke down last week with the plane maker pulling its latest offer off the table. As for Boeing's customers, United Airlines on Tuesday reported higher than expected earnings for the summer travel season and forecast strong results for the fourth quarter. As a result, the carrier plans a $1.5 billion share buyback. And Spotify is paying hundreds of millions of dollars every year to audiobook publishers. Industry watchers suggest that's helping to significantly grow that sector. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we get closer to yet another day of trade, opening bell has not been rung yet, so let's get you a recap of how things finished up yesterday. It's a pretty easy description. Lower numbers pretty much across the board. Oats were higher, but that was the only thing in the green in the grains and oilseeds. Everything else was down, and lots of red in livestock as well. October live cattle down 152 to 186.72. December down $1.40 at 186.52. Triple-digit loss for the feeders as well. October feeder cattle dropped 260 down to 246.52. November down 310 at 246.47. And lower for the hogs as well. December lean hogs down 57 to 75.22. February down 52 at 79.30. Into the grains and oil seeds now through the overnight pre-trade session. We're seeing some choppy two-sided trade. Chicago and Kansas City wheat are lower. Spring wheat a bit higher, but December KC wheat down 2.25, down to 580 and 3/4. March down 2 to 596 and 3/4. Oats are higher again. December oats up 1.5 to 378.5. Higher for the row crops or corn specifically. December corn up 2 at 403.25. March is up 1.5 at 419. Also higher for the soybeans. November beans up to 997. That's 6 cents higher. January up 4.5 to 1008 a bushel. December soy meal up 270 to 314.50. And soy oil up 17 points to 42.62. And the cotton is higher this morning. December cotton up 61 at 71.23. Energy markets are down once again. A huge drop-off yesterday is followed up by crude oil back down another 30 cents to $70.28 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down a half a cent to $2.03 a gallon. Heating oil down a penny at $2.17. And natural gas mostly unchanged at $2.49. We see gold up $12.50 to $26.91.40. December silver is up 25 cents to $32 per ounce. And the dollar index currently up 4 at 103.095. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. With Kansas growers entering fall harvest, Carlos Campa-Padal, grain storage and feed manufacturing specialist at K-State's IGP Institute, reminds producers of key considerations for when the time comes to put this year's crop into the bin. He shares what producers should do before storing their grain.
Do maintenance in your bins. You know, be sure that your fans are working, the loading equipment is working, there's no any holes or leaks, anything like that, that could get moisture inside. And then afterwards, clean your bins. Go inside in a safe way, of course. Try to remove any leftover grain, any type of residue from whatever was stored previously, because you don't want to keep any old grain or old soybeans staying there, because more likely they will spoil faster. And if that happens, then if mold grows there, it will go to the next grain coming in after harvest.
He discusses the desired moisture content of corn in a drying method that saves energy.
Corn, for example, you will have to dry it. You know, people use their artificial dryers and just to lower the moisture to the right level. When we save safe storage moisture content, we're looking for all conditions throughout the year below 15%. But what is important is to, once you get your corn dried, some people might not, depending where they're located, might just want to go a couple points higher just to save some fuel in that dryer, and then put it inside your silo or your bin, turn on the aeration fans, and help cool down that grain from that comes with heat from the dryer. And that air, as it absorbs that heat, will become a dryer, actually, that heated air, and can pull a couple more moisture points. So that saves you energy and, of course, fuel, and can get you to the right level.
Campa-Padal explains ideal temperature conditions in grain bins and the consequences of improperly stored grain.
One key thing to maintain grain is to have it as cool as possible. So for whatever reason, if you cannot dry that moisture all the way down to 16% and then put it in the bin, or all the way to 15%, 14%, you can also keep it a little bit, not as high, but you could keep it to 18% for a couple months, but then be sure to always dry it, because we don't want that grain to be exposed to any type of warm weather, because then that will cause insects to feel more comfortable if they're there, and of course mold to start going and then spoiling that grain.
That was Carlos Campa-Padal, grain storage and feed manufacturing specialist at K-State's IGP Institute, on grain storage this time of year. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, October the 16th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature over 500 cows, of which 85 will be fancy black white face, red Angus, and Charlotte Cross first calf heifers, with late August through September calves. There will be over 225 fancy reputation Angus, black white face, and red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old. They'll have 30 to 90 day old calves by side. This will be an outstanding offering of fall calving cow calf pairs, of which most will all be worked. Bred cows include 40 black-white-face heavy bred cows, 3 to 5 years old, plus 75 choice black-white-face cows and 20 red Angus and Charlotte Cross cows, 3 to 5 years old. They're all bred to Angus or black semi-Angus bulls for February-March calves. Breeding bulls offered include black and red Angus, Hereford, and Saliers. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October 16th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Mushroom season is here, and we've got the latest on the great mushroom debate, to wash or not. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 16th, the 290th day of the year. Musician Bob Weir turned 77 today, and dictionary creator Noah Webster was born on this day in 1758. Whether mushrooms should be washed before eating is one of the more debated topics in modern cooking. No one denies that dryer is always best when it comes to mushrooms, but what about the grit and dirt? First off, commercially produced mushrooms are grown in peat moss, which has been pasteurized. Washing is not usually necessary or recommended. Mushrooms picked in the wild will need some cleaning. Dusting with a dry cloth is usually adequate. If you must soak or rinse the mushrooms, drying in a salad spinner is a good way to remove most of the water content. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball season is building with anticipation, starting in less than a month away across the state of Kansas, as the latest national AP poll shows that the Kansas State women's basketball team is entering the preseason, currently ranked at number 13 nationwide. WIBW reports the Wildcats were voted as the favorite for the Big 12 conference for the preseason from the Big 12 coaches poll and ranked with the preseason AP poll for the fourth time in program history, with the first time coming in the ranking in the 2004 season. Other teams from the Big 12 that are included in the AP poll include Iowa State at number 8, Baylor at number 12, and West Virginia at number 16. In other news, even though the Kansas City Royals are no longer in the playoffs for postseason Major League Baseball play, the ratings for Major League Baseball continue to rise, averaging roughly 3.3 million viewers through the divisional series, roughly an 18% increase from what the MLB had seen the same time last year. At American Network Sports.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Building, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With a century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown. Jeff, we were talking beforehand. It is just a busy week in the TVL. We're going to start with some Saturday action. Twin Valley League Volleyball League Meet is happening at Blue Valley on Saturday.
And what an exciting time that is. You know, you get to see these teams play once or twice each week. You don't usually get them all in the same place. And when you get them all in the same place, boy, oh boy, Blue Valley is in for a treat coming up on Saturday.
As always, we're chatting here on Wednesday, and last night there was a all-important try versus Centralia Valley Heights in Hanover. We'll have a recap of that score tomorrow on KNDY, Jeff. But as we prepare for the TVL tournament this weekend, who are you looking at to make some noise in this tournament?
I think it is a wide-open field for about 5 to 6 to 7 teams, and I'm not kidding. I would go as far as 7 deep that can make a run. Any team that just gets momentum, just gets something going, can pull an upset at any time. I have seen all of these teams play. The focus that Hanover, Centralia, Valley Heights, even the Lynn Bulldogs, the focus is just straightforward.
Then volleyball season turns right around after the Twin Valley League regionals get started the following Monday, Tuesday on the 21st, 22nd, and some regional brackets. They've already been announced. So, Jeff, if you've got that information, where are a few of those teams seated at this year?
Well, we'll start with the host teams. Centralia will host Washington County and Lincoln. Clifton Clyde hosts Onega and Wakefield. Hanover will host Tescott and Peabody Burns. Both of those teams have to travel over 2 hours to get to Hanover. The Lynn Bulldogs will host Axtell, Chase, and Burton. Valley Heights hosts El Saline, Hillsboro, and Hutch Trinity. Of course, the Valley Heights games will be on the 22nd for the Mustangs, so looking forward to that on the second day. Elsewhere, Blue Valley and Frankfort are at Troy. Donovan West goes to Lincoln. Yeah, I believe that's it.
And, of course, regionals will be next Monday and Tuesday. We will have a full recap of that regional action next Wednesday on the TVL Rundown. But we've got to move on to the cross-country side of the schedule. Lee Cross Country is at Onega this Thursday. Jeff, of course, getting together some of the best cross-country runners in the state at one place is always very exciting.
Definitely so. And we talk about this a lot. Cross-country is a terrific sport for any athlete. I think as open as we said the volleyball league was, this thing is going to be wide open too, boys' side and girls' side. Several names coming up that could be really dangerous athletes on the course. You know, I go with the names Gavin Shaughnessy, obviously. Beb Zimmerman, a junior at Valley Heights, just runs like the wind sometimes. Chris Fulkerson from Centralia. So many just terrific athletes on the cross-country course, and just really shows you the depth of all of the sports in the Twin Valley League.
Shifting our attention now to the Friday night lights of the football field, Jeff. It is a big night of some matchups. We're going to start with the game that KNDY will have on FM 95.5. It is the top two teams in Class 8-man Division II, the Hanover Wildcats at the Axtell Eagles. Walk us through the importance of this game, what it's going to mean, and the two teams that will be on the field Friday night.
You're going to see some great football. That's all there is to it. It's the top teams in the state. They're going to grind it out. There's not been a bad game between these two in 6 to 7 to 8 years. This is going to be can't-miss football on Friday night.
I think a few names we're going to be mentioning is always the Brandon Schmelsley, the Eli Brockstermans of the world. But I'm going to be looking at this Hanover defense led by Cameron Juneman up front that has pitched 4 shutouts this year. And in 8-man football, 4 shutouts is not an easy thing to necessarily do.
No, we talk about the offense so much. And, you know, last week, both of these teams were just short of 70 points on offense, but they also pitched shutouts. And, you know, that's just as incredible. I had someone the other night ask me how I thought both teams actually compared to Smith Center in the 90s. And for anyone listening to that, that's big. Because Smith Center went on I believe a 90-some-odd game-winning streak in the mid-90s. So when you're in that conversation, you've made it. And just getting that comparison is phenomenal.
With another busy week in the TVL, we're going to close out this edition of the TVL Rundown for today. As always, you can find the full podcast at kndyradio.com as well as tvlspotlight.blog. For Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back again next week.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Axtell Live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A freeze warning continues. A fire weather watch begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 63. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 41. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Save big this month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. With Ram Power Days, get 15% off MSRP on new 2024 Ram 1500 DT models. And during Jeep Adventure Days, take advantage of 0% APR for 72 months, plus available tax credits on qualifying models. Choose from this area's best selection of new and used cars and trucks at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
C&K Services salutes the local 4-H clubs and their leaders for the principles they uphold and teach to the children of our communities. 4-H offers so much to the kids of today, like working knowledge and social skills that will ensure they have the keys to live successful lives. Thank you. From C&K Services in Sabetha.
Sonic Radio.
It's time for my favorite segment, Ask the CIO.
It's so hard to decide between my Sonic favorites. It's a weekly drive-in struggle. Any advice?
There's no struggle when you order off the Fun 99 menu. Treat yourself with cream slushies for just $1.99 each. Feed the whole family with queso wraps, grilled cheeseburgers, and tots for under $20. Create any pairing you want.
Any pairing I want? Wow, the first food fantasy league.
Commissioner. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
The Fun 99 menu. Live free, eat Sonic. Tax not included. See menu for details.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? Then let State Farm agent John Bannister help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Discounts vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway, Marysville.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.